Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, Capiches?
Oh.
Boldy. My bad. I was having dinner with Gettleman.
Nice.
No, he invented football. So, what's going on? Not too much going on. We got the madness coming. Odell has left New York.
Yeah, Le'Veon came to New York. A lot to talk about.
What do you think, Juice? Did you burn the jerseys or what?
Nah, man, I'm not big into burning jerseys, but I think after this season, I won't be buying any more jerseys. I think, I mean, I lost my Porzingis, brand new. I don't know what to do with that one. That one's just going to be, I think actually, I'm going to wear my Porzingis.
Put him in the bedroom.
Jersey all over the place this summer if we sign two free agents, because that's what made it happen. And then, yeah, I'll keep my Odell. Odell, I was fine with him, man. I had no beef with Odell.
Yeah, it is what it is. The good thing is, like, the Giants, a lot of times when, like, teams, they trade a guy, even if it's, like, a low-level guy or high-level guy, they'll start leaking things about him. Like, he was bad in the locker room. The Giants, you haven't heard, like, any of that since the trade. So I think that was, they left on, like, decent terms, you know, as good as they could.
I think Gettleman's a liar, too. I mean, I think that it had to do with some off-the-field stuff, too. And they just, in the contract, they still didn't like the way he was. They didn't like the Lil Wayne interview. They didn't like him, like, speaking out, you know, let him know how frustrated he was with the offense, the Eli. So, I don't know. Gettleman says that he didn't sign him to trade him. And he said that he made the trade because they were presented with an offer that they couldn't refuse. I don't know if number 17 can't refuse, but I don't know.
Do you think they got enough back for him or not?
When I heard the trade, I was in class and I couldn't believe it. And then when it was a done deal, I don't know. Like, I don't think they got enough back. But then again, no wide receivers, not even Randy Moss or even Antonio Brown, you know, like no team got that much back for him. So, I don't know. I thought they were asking for a top five pick and didn't pan out and they were asking other teams and it just didn't happen.
I think we got some Ewing theory. I think we got some Ewing theory going on with this Odell trade. I think Odell, he commanded too much attention. And it was almost like a distraction, like, oh, we have to get Odell the ball by all means. And now he's gone, they could spread it out a little bit. I don't know. I just get that vibe with that trade.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's just weird how, I mean, there's obviously a lot of smoke around it with Odell, but it just came out. It still like came out of nowhere that one night. Like there wasn't like too much rumors going on that day. Just boom, you know, deal is done. Oh, it's still so crazy. So he was obviously looking to trade him for, you know, I'd say months now, like multiple months.
Well, Cleveland knew a week ago.
Last year,
Cleveland knew a week ago. Because remember, I texted you guys. I'm like, are you seeing these comments on Odell's latest tweet? You know, from the Cleveland fans.
Yeah,
they knew something over there. It was it was weird.
I think the Giants, they like reached out to Buffalo too when they found out that they were trying to trade for Brown to see how much they could get from them. But nothing happened with that, obviously.
The thing that I worry about the most is, like, you know, I just don't understand the trade because if you're rebuilding and you want to position yourself to get better and compete for the playoffs, like you have a top five wide receiver, you have a top five running back, like why can't we build around those guys? I don't understand why they want to move away from that and build around Eli. The thing that I worry about the most is Eli's been a bad quarterback for a couple of years now. He's been horrible. But the one thing...
Yeah, 6 years.
Him,
put him in the bedroom.
The one thing that saved him is that you have this incredible guy like Odell Beckham who can jump so high in the air and stretch his one arm so far and make grabs and catches. Odell Beckham makes all these crazy grabs because the throws are bad. You know, they're always like over his head or out of like, you know, across the sideline. These are all amazing catches, but they're amazing because the ball isn't where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the Giants are, like, what their plan is. I don't know if they're playing it coy with, like, Haskins and, you know, if they're, you know, obviously they don't want to show their cards and, like, look desperate for a team that knows they want to trade up, like the Jets or something. But I don't know, dude. Like, they have to draft a quarterback. They have to. They didn't sign any free agent quarterback. Could have went after a guy like Bridgewater. You know, I don't know who else really the free agent quarterback survival, but they're not even looking for anyone to come in to battle with Eli, which is just insanity to me.
Yeah.
Yes, there's nobody. He's the guy, I think. I don't think that they're going to take a quarterback. I really do think that they're going to take the top defensive lineman. And then they're going to, you know, make a pick in the second round. I don't know if it's, I mean, the 17th pick, I don't know if it's going to be a quarterback if you're going to get a good one at 17. So maybe you take a lineman or maybe you take a wide receiver to replace Odell. But I think they're rolling with Eli. And I think if they're bad, then you look to next year for a quarterback. They might be tanking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... The Dolphins are doing it right. They're clearing like a ton of cap space. They're getting a ton of draft picks, and they sign like a, you know, their fifth magic, who's just making his rounds around the whole entire NFL.
Did you
just
say Mr. T's doing it right?
What?
Did you just praise Mr. T?
Mr. T? No, he's not involved. But he's not like making moves anymore. They like reassigned him.
He got fired?
Mr. T.
Oh, he's still with the franchise. He's doing something different.
He got fired, but like not real. I don't know. They changed his whole entire title. He's just like a paper pusher now. Like if he was a cop, like he'd be on modified duty. Like they got rid of him.
Got you.
Put him in a body.
He's in the building, but he's not doing shit.
Got you. Interesting.
It's been a crazy 3 months. I mean, has there been any time in our lifetime or in like New York history like where two young stars like that were traded so quick? You know,
no.
Within like such a short time frame. No. I mean, they're both what, under 25? Insane
franchise guys.
Two biggest stars in New York, but now is Le'Veon the biggest star in New York?
Who?
Le'Veon. Mr. Bell.
I guess it's down to
by
him
default.
Him and Judge.
Still,
like,
yeah.
Judge is probably top three like baseball guy, but baseball is like not as popular obviously as NFL. So
I know.
Middle-aged
white man.
Yeah, those two. Le'Veon's the king of current New York football right now.
He's got the Sports Illustrated cover, which, you know, doesn't have the cachet it used to, but still, I mean, it's still cool to be on the, you know, cover of Sports Illustrated, so I was pretty surprised about that. But I mean, it was a monster signing, obviously, and I think they got him on a pretty good deal. I mean, we like to bash Maccagnan, but he's done a, you know, pretty decent job this offseason.
Yeah, he got a good deal. He didn't have much of a market. The Jets were always going to be the highest bidder, but I don't know, man. I saw a thing online today, like it showed like guaranteed money and total contract or whatever. Dude, the Jets are like so high. Like at a chart, the Jets are like so ahead of like all the teams by like tens of millions of dollars. And all the good teams are at the bottom. They're kind of screwed. They're going to be in cap hell. This reminds me exactly what Jerry Reese did with the Giants, signing all those guys to the big contracts because he was about to get fired. He was on the hot seat, and then it blew up in their face. I'm really afraid that's what's going to happen to him. The only difference is, you know, the Jets have Darnold, obviously. They have their young quarterback who they're not paying money. But I don't know, man. They gave out so much money already.
Yeah.
So they better, you know, have a good year, and these guys better turn out. But if you get, like, another, like, Tremaine Johnson type, you know, stuff, like, they're in deep shit.
Yeah. I don't even blame Mac in that situation, because, you know, he's on his last hurrah, right? Like, he's got to spend the money.
Oh, no, he's got it. Yeah. He has no other choice. He just got to pick the right players. That's the key.
Yeah. But they got, you know, they got Bell, who's now probably, like, the leader of the offense. They got C.J. Mosley from the Ravens, who's probably the leader of the defense. I mean, that's kind of what he was on Baltimore. So, you know, and then you got Jamal, you know, Adams, and then you got Sam, and, you know, some solid receivers. But, you know, they still probably need a number one, like you were saying. And, you know, we'll see how the draft pans out, whether they go offense, defense. Probably Quinn and Williams, right?
I don't know. I think Allen or Bosa. They can go edge rusher.
Yeah, I guess if Bosa's available. I that's what I want. I want Allen or Bosa. They need an edge rusher so bad. Like, they've needed that for years now, and, you know, they 100%. But Juice, who do you think? Who do you think the Giants are going to go after?
In the draft, you say?
Yeah.
I think they're going to take the best defensive player. I really do. Whoever falls to him. I don't see the Haskins thing. I don't know. I'd be surprised. I mean, I'd be happy if they took Haskins, because that tells me that, all right, they believe that this quarterback could be something, could be a future. But I don't see it. I think they're going to take the best defensive player available. I've been seeing them.
I think,
Mississippi State get mocked to him 2 times. But I would love if Josh Allen slips, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he won't get past. He won't get past number five, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see, though, because I know the Redskins, supposedly the Redskins love Haskins. It'll be interesting if there's, like, if the Giants truly want him, you know, a bidding war between the Redskins and Giants. Because, like, imagine if the Giants do like him, the last thing they want is to go against this guy for the next, you know, 10 to 15 years in their own division.
I bet Gettleman doesn't even think like that. That guy invented football.
No.
He knows everything, and we're going to do this my way, you know? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't trust him, dude. I don't.
Is there any Giant fan that likes him, or no? Gettleman.
I haven't met one.
I haven't met one.
But, you know, he's got, you know, he's got that loyalty to Eli that, you know, some of our Giant fan friends have. So maybe those are the ones who like Gettleman, you know, who, you know, and those Eli lovers also didn't like Odell. So, you know, there you have it.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure.
So, yeah, it's been a pretty busy offseason in the NFL.
Do you think Gettleman would trade up for Zion Williamson? No.
Zion.
Yo, if we don't get this guy, like, I'm done. This whole entire year was a waste of nothing. These tanking rules suck. And I hope, like, we never tank again, because it's, like, all for nothing. We have to get this guy.
Well, the rules don't suck. It just sucks that this is the first year that they're implemented. Like, James Dolan should have fought to make sure that the owners were on his side to, like, push this back at least another year or so. But, yeah, man, like, on Sunday, I turned the game off a little bit. They're unwatchable. They're horrible. And if they don't get Zion, you know, they need the other two free agents to come. I mean, it's going to be – if you have a choice between getting, you know, R.J. Barrett or John Morant, or, you know, those are nice players, but you need a star.
I think it would bring, like, ridiculous amount of hype to New York. I think, you know, it would almost guarantee that, you know, the two max guys would come. The ones that the Knicks want, the two max guys, you know. And I think so many guys would take, like, short, low money deals to be on a team like that. Can you imagine the coverage that we get if, you know, Kyrie was on the team, KD, Zion, that in New York? Dude, it would be the top stories probably, like, every night.
that they play.
Yeah, if there was ever...
Jogging Mall Sports Center. It would be a zoo. It would be a circus.
Yeah.
We will never be able to afford to go to a game ever again, but it'll be worth it for them to be that good.
Yeah, if there was ever a time for, the NBA to kind of rig the lottery, now's the time. NBA will be...
Yeah.
I mean, NBA... It's funny. We're so engulfed in that NBA world and NBA Twitter, and like we love it so much, and it is popular. But if you really look at the ratings, it's still like doesn't even pale in comparison to the NFL, and it probably never will, just because of a variety of reasons.
Well,
but
they said the ratings are like, remember, I think I sent you guys that like that stat since like 2000. I forget what year it was, but it was maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. Like it, like certain age group, like the mid age group, it's down like 50%. Like it's down a lot. A lot of that also has to do with probably streaming, stuff like that. But this year it's been really hit a peak because LeBron's playing out west, so a lot of people aren't like staying up to watch those games with him. There's no like LeBron in the East. There are people that should be like getting that attention, like Greek Freak, obviously, Embiid, guys like that, but. LeBron, man, he controls the ratings almost like by himself. And without him in the playoffs this year, it's gonna be so weird.
Oh, it's gonna be brutal without him.
Can't be happy. Yeah, they can't be happy with that at all.
He's in the finals. Like, what is it? How many straight years? Like 8 straight years. Like now he's not even gonna be in the playoffs. It's gonna be real bizarre, especially because he's got years left.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
So like, what are they gonna do the Lakers? Like, what's their plan? Are they still gonna like go after like AD and trade like their young guys, because they're kind of like stuck? LeBron's what, 34? Like, not gonna be there for much longer in his prime, so they're kind of like in a tricky situation. Do you fire Magic, Pelinka? Like, supposedly Buss is like not happy with them at all, nor should she, because they've like fucked up everything.
Yeah, they're like the blind leading the blind over there. It's pretty. It's pretty
bizarre. If they don't get anybody there, they're screwed. They're in the tough spot where they might have to actually trade him or something, because what's the point having him and a bunch of scrubs and not make the playoffs?
Would that be weird?
You know what's crazy? This could be bullshit. It could be like a stupid quote from a bitter guy, but supposedly there was a couple GMs like that spoke to a reporter, and they're like, we would give only a lottery protected first rounder and maybe like a one starter for LeBron. Like what? What would you give for him?
I don't know, because he's up there in age too. And him alone, he needs other superstars. Like just him alone is going to get you this.
Yeah, it would have to be like a contender who wants to win in the next like year or two. And he would give like a bunch of future picks, but I'm curious like what his market would be if he was available for a trade.
Yeah, it's tricky. It really is. But what I wonder is, because he's going to miss the playoffs, does he come back next year like fresher than ever, or does he come back almost just looking more like his age? I'll say one thing: if the Lakers get that, if they get the number one pick, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, what are they right now? They're probably. They're clearly tanking.
Them or Cleveland. I'm gonna have Gilbert's kid up there again. The good luck charm, just winning his like fifth lotto thing already.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
How many times have they got it? How many times have they got it in the past 10 years?
Four
Three?
Times was my
four times. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Got Kyrie, LeBron, Anthony Bennett. Was there anyone else?
Wiggins, or is that it?
Wiggins?
Oh, Wiggins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
four times. Ridiculous.
That's wild.
Ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. That's insane. One championship to show for it. I mean, they got, they got one, whatever. But, it's crazy.
Yeah. Only one title with four number one picks plus LeBron for over a decade? That's pathetic.
Yeah. Pretty
That's
brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
Did you guys see that like rumor, that like quick rumor? It was kind of brushed off, but like Durant, I guess, met with the Knicks when they were in the Bay Area earlier this year.
Oh yeah.
He had like a dinner with them or something like that.
the Nick Brass. I was like, I don't think the Knicks are that stupid. If they are, then wow. Or maybe they're that arrogant, but yeah, we haven't heard about it much since, so there's probably not much to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, I saw this guy, I think his name's Kurt Hellen or something like that. He writes for,
I
think he writes for like NBC Sports or something like that. And he'll always just throw out like little rumors, but yeah, it was nothing. And yeah, I mean, is Durant and his people that stupid? Like, it's too much of a conspiracy theory. But yeah. Should we talk about the madness?
Yeah. Favorite time of the year.
So I don't know jack shit. I mean, I know, you know, the top teams. I know some players. We do have the Paul Estrader on the pod.
What do you want to know, bro? Ask me some questions. Lay it on me.
Okay, all right, so give us top. Just give us like your five biggest sleepers or three biggest sleepers, whatever. Because I don't know anything.
For like a Final Four run or like first round?
Like Final Four run.
Final Four run, I think Florida State, they're a top 20 team with a, you know, what are they, like a 4 or 5 seed. They're not talked about enough. They have much talent as anyone. I think they're going to come out. They're in Gonzaga's region. I think they're going to come out of there. Who else? Iowa State. Iowa State. They're in North Carolina's region. I think they're going to get to like the Elite Eight, Final Four. They can score with anyone.
Okay.
I think Yale is going to win a couple games.
Oh.
They're like really, really fun to play. To watch. They score like 80 to 85 points a game, up and down. They can all shoot, score.
So they'll beat LSU.
They're asking to have like. Yeah, I think LSU is still a little like screwed up from like the whole FBI stuff with their coach. Couple of players had to sit out. They're just like starting to come back. I think they're, you know, yeah, they're a mess right now. Who else? Purdue. They're a 3 seed, but love their guards. Great coach, and obviously they're in Virginia's bracket. I want Virginia to win. I'm going to bet them to win it all, but you know, my head's just telling me they're gonna blow it again,
right?
Eventually, just a given. And I was going to pick Syracuse to go far, but right before we got on this call, I found out that Frank Howard, their point guard, just got suspended. So
let's be honest.
Really going with them anymore?
Let's be honest. That was well warranted. I mean, that was a blatant trip.
Well,
no,
it's not. It's not from that. They don't think. They think he failed the drug test. They think it's for weed. That's the rumor.
How is it not from that trip? I mean, that made the headlines. It was a pretty. I mean, and you. I mean,
yeah.
I know,
like,
you're.
They wouldn't fly him out there. Like he's in Utah. But they would. If he was suspended, it would have happened like a few days ago or right after the tournament.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless they're just assuming that, you know, bring him out here. They might win that first game, and it's going to be a athletic, because it was the athletic department that suspended him. It wasn't like the conference or NCAA. So they think that they tested him and for weed and he was positive, but whatever. So that local team isn't going to do too well. Got the St. John's tonight.
Do you think Syracuse will beat Baylor?
Yeah, they'll beat Baylor. That's a given. Very confident in that.
Okay.
Belmont, I think they're going to beat Maryland.
Oh, yeah, you love Belmont.
They looked good last night. I love Belmont.
So I have Belmont going 2 rounds. I like them this year.
No, Stuffy, a good bet.
I didn't fill it out yet because I was waiting for the Paul Estrada.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how I feel about Virginia, but I don't know, man. They can either win it all. The thing is, if you're doing a bracket, don't pick Duke. Like, the odds are that they probably will win it.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone and the mother is going to pick them. Even if you win, it's going to be like you're probably going to end up splitting with a bunch of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or there's other teams.
You lost the rest of the game.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I put my Virginia bet in a while ago. I hope they come through, but I don't know. They'll probably choke as usual.
Well, Virginia, they have such like...
Tomorrow's the greatest. Tomorrow and Friday are like the best days though, ever. Sports for me. Yeah. All day the shit will be on.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of fun. Like, it's just, there's like always a game on or multiple games on, and, you know, some crazy shit usually happens, and, you know, it's fun. You know,
and
it's a fun few weeks.
It's Josh's birthday.
Oh.
Friday. Yes, it is.
Oh, shit, son.
Toos. I have North Carolina winning the whole thing. I only think one team in the whole country could beat Duke, and I think it's North Carolina. I don't think anybody else could beat them. So,
except for Gonzaga beat them this year with full strength. But that was early in the year. That was like the third game. So, you know what I mean? Duke's a lot better now. A lot better.
This year, I think, like, all right, after you have your one seeds and maybe some of the two seeds, I think after that, there's not much difference between... I don't think there's, like, much difference between a third-ranked team and an eighth-ranked team in every region.
No, there's not. There's not at all.
So I was, like, going through it. I just have, like, a lot of upsets everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's parity. There's so much parity now.
That's what I might do, too.
But I do have... I didn't realize UNC has never played Duke in the March Madness.
No, I think they always try to keep them away, like an opposite end of the bracket. So if they do meet, it would be in the final. Yeah, I don't even think they put them on the same side most of the time.
Yeah, I think I heard that they've never played each other.
No,
That's interesting.
They do have Kentucky in their bracket, and I feel like they play each other like all the time.
Yeah,
North Carolina, Kentucky. Remember a couple of years ago, Luke May hit that shot against them. Yeah, I mean seems like that's going to be a collision course then too. It's bullshit though. There's a couple games like I'm looking at it. Cincinnati's a 7 seed, right? If they win, they play Tennessee as a 2 seed, and it's in Ohio. Tennessee coach is like bugging out about that. I don't blame it. Like, that's crazy.
Wow.
And then, if Kansas wins 2 games and North Carolina wins 2 games, North Carolina would be playing Kansas in Kansas City. I don't know how that's like fair for the number one seed.
Fun fact, Kansas City. Fun fact, Kansas City is not in Kansas, Paul.
I know, it's in Missouri.
Missouri.
Still.
No, I know. It's on the border.
Missouri. I don't know. There's two Kansas. There's one in Kansas and Missouri. I think this one is actually in Kansas.
Wait, there's two Kansas cities?
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah. Geography, dude. You did not pass that course.
Let me fact check this right now. Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Two.
Inside check, bro.
To Kansas City. Let's see if you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Did you take Louisville or did you take Minnesota?
I took Louisville.
I took Louisville too. I know they want to play up the storyline, but I don't know.
Yeah, they say that the NCAA like doesn't make these matchups sometimes, like based on like stuff like that. You know damn well they knew about that.
Well, we thought for sure that Syracuse was going to be playing Washington. I'm so surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the reason why is because they would have. First, like, let's see, the one seeds. Yeah, there's 3 ACC one seeds, right? So they couldn't put Syracuse as an 8 in any of those ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Gonzaga played Washington this year, so they didn't want to put Washington with Gonzaga, so they had to like switch it up a little bit. That was the only reason. Outside of that, yeah, they definitely would have played, which would have been weird.
So I
where's the Final Four this year? You know, it's like New Orleans, Minnesota. Oh, it's Minnesota.
Oh, you betcha! You betcha!
Oh, you betcha, there, darling.
Oh yeah. So I fact checked it and yeah, holy shit, my mind is blown.
Bougie.
Kansas City.
Yeah. I remember this because Gary one day I was coming back from a job and he's like, "Oh, Paul, I need you later. You have to fly to Kansas City." To what? Yeah. He's like, "Hey, go on, just be there for an hour and you come back." So
I forgot about that.
Remember that? I was like, I thought it was a joke. And he's like, "No, for real." So
he had you going everywhere.
Yeah. But I remember I checked it up and I was like, there was two of them. So I was like, which one? You know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy. Two Kansas Cities.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's the same city. It's just it's divided, but you know, the state, two different states. It's in both states. That's like what is it, Turkey?
That makes sense.
Isn't Turkey Istanbul? Isn't Istanbul like the only city in the world that's in Asia and Europe or some shit? Or am I getting the
I don't know.
City?
Let's get Cantor on the line and ask him.
Hey, Ennis.
How's he doing? Is he playing well, or what's going on with him?
Nah, not doing much.
I see some Cantor haters on Twitter, like, you know, showing like his stat, like his, you know, plus real plus minus, and you know, obviously it's not good. So, you know, he is what he is, man. You know, he's like the eighth man on the team. You know, he'll get you points off the bench. If only he realized that, but you know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Who are you guys looking forward to most outside of Zion to play in the tournament? I'm looking for Morant. I haven't seen Morant really play outside of highlights this year. I watched like one game for a few minutes, but I think he got hurt. So I was like, you know, forget this.
Well, I'm hearing
watch like a full game.
He's playing Marquette. I've been hearing actually like a lot of like Marquette, like people talking about Marquette a little bit, like being like a sleeper.
They're good. They can score. They don't play any defense at all. Like, it's gonna be an up and down game. It'll be a fun game.
So Ja will have a day.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. Their point guard doesn't really play much defense. We gotta watch for Hunter. Virginia.
Yeah. But I feel like they don't let him do anything. Like, I feel like he's gonna be that's why I think we're both so high on him, is because I feel like in the NBA he'll be able to actually like
do shit. He's restricted. He's so restricted.
Yeah, it's that system. Yeah. But,
and then Mr. Brian Allison's boy, Colby White on North Carolina, the point guard. He's gotta cut the hair though. It's a little OD.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah, how do you play like
that? It's a lot. Like, how does that, like, that's gotta be distracting. You can't be comfortable, but.
Yeah. Even Elfrid Payton cut his hair. So, I'm sure he'll eventually will.
Oh, did he?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
He did. Tom, you're right.
Oh, he did. Okay. I got it. What else from the tourney? Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick a team, again, I haven't filled it out yet. I wanted to wait to do this but
crazy. I'm gonna pick Virginia. That's who I'm going with to win it all.
I'm going with the Cavaliers.
I'm going with the Tar Heels.
I'm going with the Tar Heels. I think they always do well in the tourney.
I filled out my bracket. I was just thinking to myself, like, damn, I've been filling out these brackets for like 22 years, like. Right?
Yeah.
How long we've been doing this. But I think the older I get, like, I don't know, maybe because the last couple of years the Knicks have been so bad, but we actually have picks. I look forward to, like, instead of on the bracket is fun, but I like watching the games and watching the prospects. Like, I'm really pumped to see Ja Morant. I'm pumped to see Hunter, the kids on UNC. I want to see Zion and RJ Barrett. Like, I'm just excited to watch
RJ
all night for 4 days. Sure, yeah. These days are great.
Do
you need parking passes, parking placards?
Oh, that I can hook you up with, or no? Dude, I swear, if I had one of those, I probably would have stayed in the city. Like, that is like having like a fucking like 20-inch cock, you know, having one of those fucking things, parking anywhere you want in the city. What?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
For anybody who doesn't know what you're talking about, Billions, he couldn't get rid of it.
I know. Everyone's like, oh, I already have like 10 of those. I'm like, oh my God, this fucking show.
Poor Chuck, man. He had no juice. None.
Well, no, eventually came in handy.
At the end, but like the whole episode, you like feel bad for him. You're like, oh my god, this guy.
I don't feel bad for anyone. I don't feel bad for anyone in that show. That show makes me feel so fucking poor. Like, it's insane how, like, you know, rich some people are out there. But I'll say this about Giamatti, man. Damn, did he pack on the LBs? Didn't he look fucking fat as fuck?
Yeah, I was about to say, he got huge.
He got huge.
And he's short. He's short, too, so it just it makes it look so worse. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, yep, a lot of cats in belly.
Yeah.
Season 2, he was skinny. Like, he lost the weight, and that was, like, part of the storyline.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know why, yeah.
You're right. Maybe he, after getting fired, you know, he was stress eating or something like that, you know? Kind of just lost his way a little bit.
I just want to know how turned on Josh was when he realized that was Taylor.
Well, you see her walk by, and then you see what's his name do a double take, and then
yeah,
by the way, they said Taylor. So like, I was like, I didn't recognize. I was like, really?
Yeah, same.
Neither did I.
Same.
I said it. Yeah, I didn't recognize.
I was like, what? I'll say this though.
I thought it was like some sketchy, like, you know, like, undercover, like FBI or something like that. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
For a second,
it was Taylor. I was like, "Oh my god, crazy!"
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty wild. I really enjoyed the first episode. I thought it was just like a lot of like I did love like Giamatti like meeting with all these like different, you know, big wigs and, you know, trying to, you know, work out deals, and, you know, I liked the episode a lot. And then what's his face? Good. Jackie Aprile's in it. By the way, I think I told you guys.
Yeah.
I started
Summer of Sam.
Yeah, I started Sopranos over. I know you guys have done that like multiple times, but I've never done it before, so pretty good so far.
Yeah, you pick up on so much more. It's that can be rewatched forever until like we're 80 years old.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It like stands the test of time. Like, it doesn't age like poorly. It actually ages better, I think. It's really good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it so much, and like, I can't wait to just get to like certain seasons and certain parts. And it's I just watched the episode where whatchamacallit, he's taking Meadow to school in Maine, and he sees that guy, I guess, who's in witness protection. Who ratted on a bunch of people.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
The best episode, one of them.
Yeah, and
she asked him if he's in the mob, whatever, and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second or third time watching through, like, it's hilarious. Like, I guess the first time watching it, or what we were watching it live, like, I guess it was on in high school, I don't remember it being that funny, or maybe I didn't get the jokes. Like, it's hilarious.
We probably, I don't think we got like a lot of
like
adult humor for a lot of it. You know what I mean?
I know. It's like that and The Wire. You know, we watched these shows like when we were still like really young, and it's like you rewatch it back now and it's like, wow, like these shows are amazing.
Yeah.
You know? I can't wait to do that with The Wire, you know, once I'm done doing it with The Sopranos.
Yeah, I'm watching that right now again.
Oh, you are? Okay.
It's so funny seeing like the technology that was used back then. You forget like how old school everything was back then.
Right.
And it's not like it was so long ago, but like how much things have changed in probably like what, 10 years? You know what I mean? A little over a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean Sopranos ended in 2006. It's been 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Wire ended in senior year. Remember we were watching '92, like all of us.
Yep.
In the Ghoulies apartment.
The Ghoulies. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, you got the billions back. What else is coming back? Game of Thrones.
Thrones.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, of course.
Thrones, baby. Course. So Paul, you started it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one episode.
There you go. Progress.
Yeah, I got there.
Yeah,
I'll do it. It was a while ago I watched the first episode. I don't remember much.
It doesn't start ramping up until like the end of the first season, and then you know, after the first season, it's like, what the fuck? So just, yeah, just stick with it. Like, give it a if you're going to watch it. Like, stick with it, because I hear that from a lot of people.
Mid-April? Mid-April is the...
Yeah, April 16th. So I mean,
all right.
You got to really, yeah, you got to really, it's going to be tough with March Madness, obviously, the binge, but, you know, I did it in a month, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can always just watch this season, like, a few weeks after or something like that, so.
I mean,
we'll see.
You should like, and Juice, you're watching it again, right? You started rewatching it?
Yeah, I'm midway through season 3 right now. That's better, because now you understand why things are happening and what, like, you just understand things much better.
Yeah.
You remember names. There's a lot of foreshadowing that you never would have picked up on in the first season, the first watch, but the second watch, you just catch everything. It's great. It's good.
Well, what's great about the show is, like, it's a continuous story, you know? It's just kind of like... You know, that's why it's so good to binge, because it just continues into each other, you know? It's not like after a season's over, it's like 10 years later or something like that. I don't think it ever does that, so that's what's so good about it. Yeah.
I mean, before we forget, we have to give a big congratulations to our fellow GodPod member, Forrest Gump, a.k.a. Josh Jerome, for running a fantastic half marathon on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
He pushed through, folks. He did it. There was no stopping this running machine renegade. He had a freaking day. Congrats, man.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks, man.
Dude, that was so much fun. Like, that was so much fun, like, just, like, tracking you. You know what I mean? I look at the phone every, like, 10 minutes or whatever, and just I see the little, like, green dot, like, at this mile or that mile. It was awesome.
It was freezing cold. In the morning, it was really, like, they started giving you the heat sheets before anybody was started. Everyone was early morning heat sheets and starting to stretch and whatnot. I got through, like, like, 1 through 6 was good. I didn't feel anything. I didn't even stop. Like, I just went straight through. Felt great. 7, 8, 9 is when, you climb up that huge... Like, you just finished climbing up the bridge and then coming down, and then now you're on the FDR, and you're on the highway next to the water. And at that point, I'm starting to get tired, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm tired, I'm slowing down, but I'm still going. Then miles 10, 11, 12, your body starts to betray you.
Like, oh, yeah.
I felt my knees hurting. My knees never hurt when I run. My knees were, like, swollen. My feet were hurting. At one point, like mile 10, I went down and tied my shoe, and it felt like I broke my ribs. I was just like, what the hell's going on? And, like, 13 is just all mental, too. And the thing that sucked about the last mile, as you get closer, like, there's more, it's like a tease, because they're like 400 meters away, 200 meters away, finish ahead, and then you throw the flag. And I'm like, I just want to get to the finish line, but it was all right. I mean, I don't know. The weird thing after was, like, I couldn't get warm. Like, I had the heat sheet on, but all day I couldn't get warm. I took a hot shower, and then I ran a fever, and I got sick.
Oh, shit.
Which is why I sound like shit right now. But overall, it was a good experience. Like, I was definitely delirious after. I have a newfound respect for anybody that runs a full one. I can't. I mean, I gave that 13.1 everything I had. There's no way I could do another mile. I don't know. To do double that, it's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah. Did you think about, like, ever stopping, like, a couple times, or you're glad that doesn't happen to you? You know?
No, it's not a thought, but, like, I was joking around. Like, I had a couple friends, like, that I go to school with. They made signs, and, like, when I went to go over and say hello to them, I was just like, call me an Uber.
Yeah.
But, you don't stop. You just keep going. At certain points, you're like, damn, this sucks. I'm tired and I'm hurting, but you just keep going.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, since St. Paddy's Day, were there, like, a select few who were, like, every so often they'd stop and, like, pound, like, a Guinness? Or I feel like there's some.
Well, there's definitely people who do that, yeah.
Somebody in the crowd had, like, a tray of Jameson shots,
somebody was running. I think towards the end, they actually two runners went over and took two shots to Jameson, and they kept running.
Yeah, these things are like a party. I mean, people were dressed up, right, Juice?
Yeah, like, people are dressed up
in costume,
like juggling. The one amazing thing is, I don't know, people probably saw in the newspaper, but there was a guy who was blind, and he had his, like, you know, his walking stick.
Yeah,
and he had a dog guide him, and he ran it. And every so often, they would every couple of miles, they swapped out the dog because I guess the dogs get tired. But it's like incredible.
That,
you know?
That's amazing. So there was Scott Jurek. He's a famous ultra marathoner, and he does that too. He'll run marathons with like blind people, and like guide them during that. But that's amazing that someone did a half marathon with a dog. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow, that's amazing. But Juice, like, how cool, I found this so cool when I ran the marathon, when you go over the bridge, how quiet it gets. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yep.
That was my favorite part, going over the Queensboro.
Really nice. Where did you go, Queensboro?
Yeah, I did Queensboro. You did Manhattan Bridge, right, Juice?
Yeah, the Manhattan Bridge, which kind of sucks going up. Like a hill to go and get up that thing.
Yeah, but, you don't realize it, but yeah.
my favorite part was running through Chinatown, actually.
That's
that
cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, seeing the different neighborhoods, it really is an experience. It's fun. I mean, it's not fun on your body, but, you know, you'll never forget it, you know? That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Thanks. I will be taking this week off. I will be in Atlantic City with Dooley this weekend.
Woo!
Are you guys going to AC?
Yeah.
You're going to three nights, right? Tomorrow?
How many nights? Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow. I don't know when I'm going to come back because I do have finals next week that I should probably study for.
We're having a
party. But yeah, we're going to celebrate March Madness, celebrate my birthday. Yeah, just weekend getaway.
We're having a party.
Nice.
A weekend of debauchery.
There you go. Where you going, Borgata? Where are you guys staying?
Borgata. I think Borgata. Yeah, I haven't been to AC since like the sports books have been there, so that'll be interesting.
I don't think I've been there since your birthday, your 30th.
Yeah, right. You know what? I think I was there like 2 years ago, maybe 1 year, a year ago. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
It's probably gonna be packed as hell,
though.
And that's the important.
Yeah. Yep. It'll be good.
For sure. For sure.
What's for dinner? What are you guys having?
I don't know yet. About to find out.
What? I had a turkey burger. Turkey burger?
Turkey burger, is it good? Put a little guac on it? Mmm.
Get some
mushu
in
ya. Get some mushu in ya.
I miss Lyle.
Yeah, me too.
I miss Lyle. Oh, man. What do you think he's doing right now? We should visit him. he's probably in the same house. He's chopping.
He's in the gazebo. He's in the gazebo.
Yeah, they're in the gazebo. Oh, Tilly. We could visit Tilly, actually. You can sign up to be a visitor. There's like no restrictions on that. Yeah. We should do it like do an interview. Do an interview with her.
Bedford.
Okay. Can you imagine?
How do we do that? No, seriously. How do we do that? How do we get her on the pod?
we could try. It's definitely worth it.
Shoot our shot. Yeah. So.
You know, she's got nothing else to do. Nah. Except for sucking those random cocks.
All right,
on that note, dinner time!
All right, Harry's.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
You're welcome! You're welcome!